But UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has urged nuclear weapon states to engage in disarmament talks. Ban made the remarks at a UN event marking the 20th anniversary of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, or NPT. From Vienna, Press TV's Homa Lezgi reports.
The Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, the CTBT, was adopted by the UN 20 years ago. It's been signed by 183 states and ratified by more than 160, but it still hasn't entered into force, or in other words, become legally binding, because 8 countries have yet to ratify it. Among these are nuclear weapons holders like the US, China, India, Pakistan, North Korea, and Israel. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says they have a moral and political responsibility to act for a nuclear weapons-free world.
I'm urging again those countries who have nuclear weapons or development programs, but to stop the testing and engage faithfully in nuclear disarmament negotiation process.
Responding to questions as to why this isn't happening, Ban Ki-moon said there's a lack of political will. He cited the Iran nuclear deal, known as the JCPOA, as proof that much can be achieved through a political decision to act.
When it comes to the CTBT, Iran has been committed. They've now engaged in the JCPOA. I think this is the first step that they've taken to show what Iran wants in reality: nuclear energy for peace, no nuclear weapon.
The UN High Representative for Disarmament Affairs urged China and the United States, which is the biggest nuclear weapon state that has still not ratified the CTBT, to take a leadership role in adopting the treaty, creating the condition of trust that would oblige others to follow. For the time being, says the head of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty Organization, that remains a wish, far from a reality riddled with tension. I'm Homa Lezgi for Press TV in Vienna.